damn it. I'm angry about that, too. I'm just angry. You're like,
he's flirting with the microphone.
Nope. Not it. Not yet.
All right.
No, I just completely forgot what I was supposed to say there.
Jesus.
Greetings, Apropos-y. And buckle up for the sex.
Oh my
it's
God.
The Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host.
Salsa.
James.
Wow.
We're going to drink.
Wow, buddy. I should have gotten a guest for this podcast, too.
Oh, man.
Yep. This is...
some pizza rolls. Just whatever's easiest, honestly.
Yeah.
Your mom. Mm.
I can't have pizza... I shouldn't have pizza rolls. I do sometimes have pizza rolls. Let's be fair. Pizza rolls are amazing.
We would need to install a fart cabinet over on your side.
Yeah, I just get all of that space.
Oh, the
world is my fart covered.
Oh, that's a t-shirt.
That's a t-shirt yeah. right there.
The world is my foot covered.
Foot covered.
Foot covered.
You get it at IKEA.
Suit covered.
There's always a few pieces left after assembly.
Oh, only if you don't wipe.
Oh, jeez. God damn it. Why?
I think my tongue is taking a sabbatical.
F U with umlauts T K U B R D. Foot covered.
Foot.
Mm.
That sounds like a place where you put your feet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the R. James, for fuck's sake, what are we drinking?
We are drinking. Highland Park, full volume, single malt scotch whiskey. Back in 1857, the splendidly blah, 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 pushing up the volume can result in distortion, at best a loss of subtlety, blah, 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 restore balance, fine-tuning, blah, 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 perfect place, harmonized. Oh, Jesus, there's a whole paragraph more.
You can stop.
The Orkney single malt with Viking soul.
You're allowed
to. But I don't know if he can.
That's correct.
Did you say Island Park?
No, I said Highland Park.
I see.
Highland.
Drink.
Well, we should drink this then, huh?
Some lawn chairs.
Mmm. Actually, I'm pretty good with this one.
It's a lot of salt and peat.
Well, yeah. It is very salty.
Yeah.
But the front of it is like almost like scotch water. And then you get the rest of it.
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the front is really sort of light and sweet.
It's not as smooth as I wish it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a bit abrasive on the back end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
maybe
I kind of...
Maybe that's just my throat. But.
I was about to say, that's hard to say if that's the booze or if that's just us after the fourth weekend.
I am wholeheartedly willing to believe that we're abrasive. I don't know that it has anything to do with the weekend.
But also our throats are sore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody.
Yes, Dr.
So, as people who have listened to this podcast in past years know.
Oh.
During the Renaissance Festival, the third weekend is Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend,
we have a three-day weekend. And everybody always assumes that the three-day weekend is going to be the hard weekend. But we say nay.
And also,
'tis not the three-day weekend that is hardest. What is hardest is the weekend after the three-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for this is adrenaline gets you through the three-day weekend, no problem. But then comes the crash. And then you only have 4 days to recover. So the weekend after the three-day weekend, which, for those keeping track, was this last weekend, that is the hard weekend.
Oh.
And that is why all of us are fucking done.
Yeah.
I've actually got pretty good energy for being post 4-day weekend.
Mm.
My body doesn't agree with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, yeah. My body, like, I got back yesterday and, like, I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I was not tired, but I was exhausted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Joe and I got food, and then he rubbed my feet while we watched. I know, right? It's so lovely to have a non-fest partner.
Jesus.
Oh, God, yes. But he rubbed my feet while we watched Stargate. And the thing is that I remember the entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know I was not awake for the entire episode.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, my Fitbit says that I went to bed at 9:30, but I did not go to bed until 10:30.
Is it possible that you did fall asleep, but because you have seen it before, that your just brain just went...
That's entirely my guess.
All right.
But Joe was like, no, you fell asleep because you did that thing that I do all the time where you fall asleep...
And you snore kind of like a motherfucker.
And you had a gentle snore, and I was like, oh, there's nothing gentle about your snore, baby. And he's like, shut up. But,
I wouldn't know. I sleep through it.
Right. so, yeah, like, he was like, no, you definitely fell asleep during it. And I was like, but my brain tells me that I didn't.
Yeah.
But I also know that you're accurate.
So you got the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You got to watch the episode and sleep through it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And get your feet rubbed.
Oh, goddammit.
Oh, it's so good, you guys. It's so good.
See, I mean...
Wait, oh, and ahead. At one point Joe was like, let me know when you want me to stop. And I was like, cute.
Thursday?
Yeah.
No,
do your thumbs fall off eventually?
So, not only was there only a 4-day recovery,
yeah,
but I had a lot of things to try to get done this week. And so, Thursday night into Friday morning, I panic woke up about 3 times in the middle of the night.
Fuck.
At like 2 o'clock, 3:30, 4. Just like, oh shit, I need to do that thing. Fuck, it's 3 in the morning. Go the fuck to sleep. You know? You know what I mean? So it was just like kind of really broken sleep already.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already like, by the time Saturday night rolled around, I was fucking done. So like we got the kids to bed. And it's like, kid, you know, read them stories, sang to them, and it was my turn to watch, because my wife and I, you know, we go and hang out with our friends, but one of us stays near the tent until the kids are asleep.
Yeah.
Right. You know, once the kids are asleep, then we go to our friend's tent, and our, you know, extended family lives in the tents surrounding ours, and they have our phone numbers. So, you know, the kids know that if they wake up in the middle of the night and they need something, they go to their grandpa's tent and grandpa can call us. You know, they've got that. We're not just abandoning the kids.
Oh, that's what my dad did, though. When
yeah. Look how that turned out.
Exactly. They've learned their lesson.
Yep. But,
well, they've learned your lesson.
But, it was my turn to stay, you know, with the kids until they fell asleep. And so, like, we put the kids, you know, read, sang, kissed them goodnight, Radily left. I lay down on the bed. And the next thing I remember is Radily waking me up and saying, honey, move over. I need to get into the bed. I was like, oh, okay. So I like got out of bed and put my pajamas on and then got back into bed.
Right.
So I slept about 10 hours on Saturday night.
Oh, good.
And then Sunday, I napped a couple times during the day. And then we got home on Sunday night, and I was in bed by 9, and then woke up at 6 to get the kids ready for school. So I slept another 10 hours, and I was still yawning a couple times today because I was just so fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
I did the opposite.
You don't stay with the kids until they fall asleep?
No, that would be very weird.
Youth. He's young enough to be able to do that, you know.
That's true.
I don't know, man. I was out partying with him until 2:30 in the morning on Saturday. Yeah. So
okay, I'm the old man in the group.
Well, that's always been the case.
Right. Like, I know I'm the oldest, but I'm not actually the oldest.
Yeah.
I know 2 people older than you. One of them is Bob Alberti and the other one is Jessa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. This is 100% accurate.
So there's that.
I've already got to get off my lawn down pat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. So, Friday drove out there, stayed up until 2. went to bed, got up at 6:30 Saturday night, stayed up until 2, went to bed, got up at 6:30 and then went home Sunday, exploded, and I sat on the bed while writing text messages to people and woke up at 3:45 in the morning. The lights were still on. Bryn had fallen asleep before me, and she was on top of the covers. Neither of us had gotten into PJs, anything like that.
Right.
We were just blown up. And so, yeah, got to spend the last 2-3 hours of my night, 2.5 hours, something like that, after I got back from the establishment, under the covers and snuggled in with the lights off. And
as an aside, I've just decided that if I ever open a pub, I'm calling it the establishment.
I will pee there.
I will have a restroom waiting for you for that.
Yeah, probably in the restroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But what I'm finding is that even though it's physically exhausting, mentally it's what I needed.
Right.
Like, spiritually, it's what I needed.
God. Oh, God, Saturday night was glorious. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Saturday night, we were up until, and it was 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the people came by a little after 2. We were up until 2:30.
Yeah.
We got the, hey guys, you should leave now. And we're like, okay.
All right, we're cleaning up.
Yeah. Don't you people have beds? But we spent that night. There were stories told.
Mm-hmm.
There were songs sung.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I got to spend, time with Winter, who I don't get to hang out with a lot.
Yeah.
But I've always thought that he was a very sweet guy, especially since they did the year that we had to cancel Die Laughing. He still did his show, like, online, and it just warmed my heart, like, tenfold. I was just like, okay. But I finally got to have, like, actual long conversation with Winter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still excited and feeling the magic in everything. And he started explaining to me about the story of the fencing booth. Not the background of the fencing booth, but the story that happens with the patrons and how we can bring that through from gloves to ring and all of this other stuff. And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm getting rambling. I'm like, no, go on.
Yes, tell me your passion.
I want to hear all of this. No, and it was wonderful to be able to listen to a relatively new person in the Renaissance Festival area.
Yeah.
Talking with such excitement and passion, but still somebody who'd been doing fencing booth longer than me, applying that to this new thing that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it was just, oh, it was glorious. It was so sweet. And then we retold embarrassing stories about the booth owner, which is always wonderful. it really is just the best god. But we were doubled over in laughter. We were falling off of benches in laughter over the course of Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just wonderful camaraderie and stories and all of that stuff. And like, I had told I was really tired and I was like, do I go to bed or do I go to booth? It's like, I'll go to booth for like an hour.
Ah, yes. Just three and a
half. Yeah. 3.5 hours later, I'm finally stumbling back down because it was just so good and so soul filling, you know? So.
Good.
Yeah.
I got the Blit Burger that I've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You are my cheeseburger. My cheeseburger. I'll wait for you, ooh, yeah. I'll wait for you, ooh, yeah.
It's my second of the season, but it's my first one that I went and waited for that somebody didn't go and pick up for me.
Ah.
Yeah. And I got to spend time Sunday morning reassembling swords because some of them are finally breaking after 4 weekends.
Right.
And just me having to learn new blades and their different tolerances and things like that. Josh and I are formulating plans on how to increase the longevity, although at 4 weekends apiece, including the tournament.
Right. Like, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
They're doing okay. But I'm doing things like filing burrs and, and getting rid of rust and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Care and maintenance.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. But it felt good to put elbow grease into the blades, basically. Right. Yeah.
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 I know that one.
I also got tagged mightily during a two-man Florentine, and I have a beautiful mark.
Mm.
Very nice. Yeah, I can see the...
Yeah, this
bruise, you can distinctly see the line of the blade and the tip, and then, like, the bruise around it. But you can clearly see the outline of the tip of the blade.
Yeah.
Where it tagged as his bicep.
Oh, yeah, you can.
It's got like 5-6 different colors in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a technicolor.
Salsa, I treasure your friendship.
Dear God, why?
Yeah, I've still got just like, you can still see kind of the bruise. Mm-hmm. Mine doesn't show up as well, but I've still got the inner welt bump. Thing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things that I found this weekend was my ability to encourage non-masculine people to come fence.
Good.
Because there's a lot of people that, you know, they're societally speaking, dudes fight, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
And I got a gaggle of 3 teenagers to fight.
Nice.
And they had all the oh, well, I don't know, blah, 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 might mess up my hair. I'm like, really? Really? That's going to be your excuse? I was like, come on.
I think in PAX they're called literally of can't evens.
Oh, well, that's good. But... Like, I finally got them to fight, and I was like, this is one of the most empowering things that you could do.
Yeah.
Are you going to let the patriarchy tell you what you can and can't do? I'm just like, oh, yes, yes, I will get these people in here. And so, like, one of these girls, like, she's fighting, and she gave out just this primal rage thing while she was in the ring. And I'm just like, yeah.
You basically just read to them a chapter from the Book of Jenna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
And I was so happy. Like, at first the mom seemed a little concerned, and then she was like, well, I don't know, how much does it cost? And I'm like, $2.50 a person. And she's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys should do this. Because, like, I've seen her go, well, that's the cheapest fucking thing we could do with our time.
Very much so.
Yeah. So yeah, it was glorious, figuring out different ways of being like, don't let societal standards tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
There is definitely a certain subset that as soon as you say, fuck the patriarchy, they're in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn the man.
And it's, like, it seems like one of those things that's kind of like, oh, that's a little meh. But at the same time, also, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I'm not doing it to be like some kind of manipulative asshole person. I'm like, no, really, you should try this specifically because people say you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's something I've built much of my life around, actually, is not letting those things dictate what I should and shouldn't do. And I'm like, you should give it a try. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing.
Yeah.
But don't let other people tell you that you shouldn't be trying this. And oh boy, howdy, they came out and they were just fucking fueled. One of them wanted to go again, and the mom was like, no, we're not doing this again. Like, I'm glad you had a great experience, but I'm a little concerned. Like, it's just like, that's not what she said, but it's also kind of what she said.
That $2.50 is going into an account to get put toward a therapist is what
more like, should I have let you take all of that out inside? Like, that kind of a thing? Like, but yeah, I've been finding more and more ways to connect with people on different aspects of why you should be fencing.
Great.
And sometimes, you know, the whole, oh, I wouldn't be good at it. Well, how are you going to get better?
Right.
How are you going to know it all?
Yeah.
Maybe you will be good at it.
Yet.
Right.
Also that.
I mean, I say it in different words, but sure. Yes. Not everybody knows that one.
Yet.
One of the lines that I use pretty continually out there, and I'm sure you've noticed, is that people who are out at the fest are going to see a lot of people playing with swords. They're going to see a lot of people sword fighting.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see a lot of great shows, but this is the only one that they get to put on. And for me, like, that was a huge deal.
Right.
Actually getting to do the sword fight after watching all of these people play with swords out there.
I think that's good for some people.
Oh, sure.
And I think the biggest thing is finding the right motivation for the right people.
Absolutely.
Because some people are actually turned off at the idea of being part of a show and performing for others, sure, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the direction you want to go.
Yeah.
But for some people, boy, howdy, yes, let me play. I feel like a lot of those people are already half in the door anyway.
Well, yeah.
And they're like, ha. but yeah, like, and that's been the fun in my conversations is,
mm-hmm,
it's mildly annoying when I start to have a conversation and then somebody else picks it up and I'm like, you're taking it in the wrong angle. Oh my God. No, stop. Oh, like. I had this, buddy.
I was going somewhere with that.
Fuck. But yeah, like finding how to talk, figuring out which people will respond to the which things. Not to ever try to convince somebody to do something that they don't want to do.
Right.
But to help somebody understand why they might want to do it is really where I'm trying to help encourage. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and I think that's amazing. Especially because a lot of the ways that we've been trying to entice people in, have been relying on very classic comedic tropes, like,
right,
you know, oh, you're a married couple.
So you
must have a lot of aggression, the kind of the wife bad thing.
Not my style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not my thing.
I've noticed and I appreciate that. Yeah.
I just kind of steer clear of the, I mean, couples therapy is cute because that's a balanced whatever type thing. My line, bring your sibling rivalry to the next level.
That's amazing.
I'm pretty happy with that one.
Yeah.
Because that one is pretty non-discriminatory and fairly universal.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are certain things I'm like, no, don't come in here and kill each other. Come in here and play with each other in a violent way.
Right.
Right. That's way more my angle. That's how I do. And sometimes violent sport, like football, like whatever else, is a great way to get out energy and to better be able to focus on what's important.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I had a wonderful interaction.
Oh.
In the Princess Garden.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
With one of the princesses. It was on Sunday. I wandered over to the Pig and Swig. Found out that it had been canceled. I was like, oh, I've got a little bit of time. So I wandered over to the Princess Garden, where my daughter was princessing for the day. And I just wanted to stop in and see see her, and she was sitting down at a table. And so I went in and I sat down next to her, and she looked up and saw me and, "Papa," you know, very excited. Yeah. And then I was like, "How are you?" And she was like, "I'm very good." And then she goes, "Would you like to play Moncala?" And I was like, I do not know how to play Moncala. And she goes, "I will teach you." And my daughter proceeded to teach me how to play Moncala. And we sat in the princess garden playing Moncala with my little daughter dressed up as a princess. And it was...
That's fantastic.
That's wonderful.
It was beautiful. It was spectacular. Mm-hmm. And I just spent the whole time reveling in that moment. Like, there was no world around us. There was just the two of us at that table.
Still.
Yeah. And it's a moment I will treasure deeply for the rest of my life.
Yeah. That's idyllic as fuck.
No, it was, right.
That's amazing.
It was so beautiful. And she's in her, you know, princess garb, and she's gorgeous and cute and happy that Papa is there and teaching me how to play this game. And it's just the two of us and the board. And for, you know, 15 minutes, there was no other world.
And it was the best. That's so sweet.
It was the best.
I wonder if that's what it's like for patrons.
Possibly. Probably.
I've never been one. I wouldn't know.
I've been a patron like twice and I hated it.
I was a patron when I was really young.
Mm-hmm. I was a patron as a kid.
Yeah.
And that's a different thing, but I hardly remember that.
Yeah, again, I've never been a
patron. I actually, no. My first memory of the Renaissance Festival ever is a bad one. Because it was the very first time we had ever been to the Renaissance Festival. I was like 5.
Okay.
But I distinctly remember we had just gotten inside the front gate.
Yeah.
Like, just inside the front gate, like, within 10 paces of it. And somebody walked by, and as they walked past me, opened their cloak and enveloped me in it as they kept walking.
Oh.
And so I'm, like, free, like, I'm, you know, being kind of tugged along with this cloak, going, "What the fuck is going on?" And then he, like, opens his cloak and is scolding me for trying to sneak into the back area and scolding my parents for raising again. I was just like, "I don't know how to..." I was fucking terrified.
Jeez.
And that moment stuck with me, obviously, forever. But...
Well, somebody needs to tell Mark Lazarchuk that's not funny.
Like, there was that moment. And the only other thing I remember is my older brother spending virtually half the day at the Crystal Sticks booth. But, like, that's what I remember of my first time with the Renaissance Festival. And that's
terrifying.
And then my next time there was working there.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Hunting for the six-figured man with the cloak.
I don't know. So, I have something not Renaissance Festival related.
Never heard of it.
I actually do too. Huh? But
well, I'll make mine quick. It's hockey season, baby. The season for the Minnesota Magicians started on Friday.
Oh, shit.
And I got to go and do my job at a hockey game on Friday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was great. That game had everything. That game had overtime. That game had a shootout. That game had a shorthanded goal. That game had a...
Skating.
That game had a guy get ejected from the game. Like,
bodily.
This game had fucking everything. It was a great game.
Catapulted on the end of a hockey stick.
Yes. Fantastic saves. Fantastic goals. Like, it was just so much going on. It was it was so good.
I have to say, my favorite thing about hockey is your enjoyment of it.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. Yes.
And also just being in that arena.
Agreed.
Like, not just watching the game and enjoying the game, but, like, now that this is my second season working there, like, my coworkers there, they're like old friends now.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Al is our scoreboard guy, and just giving him all amounts of shit, because, the button is finicky sometimes, so he'll, like, hit the button, but it won't take, and so the clock won't start.
Yeah.
And so every so often during a game, I'll be, like, you know, in my booth, and I'll look up, and the clock's not going, and I'll have to lean over and go, Al, clock! And he'll go, oh, shit, and hit the button again. Or every so often, the sound and light guy will, like, forget a light cue. like at this opening game, the light guy. So they get to the announcing the starting lineup, you know, and the arena goes dark. And what happens is they announce the starting goalie, and then the lights kind of swirl and, like, focus on the goalie, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other skaters skate into a spotlight. But the goalie, since he's stuck where he is,
yeah,
like, the lights swirl on him. But, like, they announced the goalie, and he was, like, focused on other things at that moment and just missed the announcement.
Oh,
and
shit.
So, like, they announced the goalie, and the goalie just stayed in the dark. And I gave him so much shit for that.
You know what? As long as nothing was over his head.
I know, right? But I mean, hey, we won that game, so I'm not gonna, you know, whatever. But yeah, it was just the thing is since this is like tier two, you know, beer league basically,
yeah,
like shit goes wrong.
Yeah.
Shit goes wrong. We're not professionals. We're not paid a lot.
Right.
We're there because we like it, and sometimes we fuck up.
So, sure.
I know. So just giving each other shit about that is a good time. So
nice.
I'm really really happy that you know, I have the opportunity to do this for a second season.
Yeah.
So, you're gonna be hearing more about that. I'm guaranteeing.
I look forward to it.
Oh God.
Yeah. What else you got going on, Jenna?
I went out last Thursday.
Like outside?
Like out with my boyfriend.
Like outside?
Like outside.
Dear God, why?
Bears outside?
And then also,
there's other people outside.
This is the big thing, though. For like the first time in a year and a half, I went to a theater and watched a show.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Right.
Because okay. You went back inside.
Oh, right.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So we...
I was concerned.
No, we went to the Bryant Lake Bowl to see Reverend Matt's Monster Science.
Okay, yeah.
This
is extra.
Completely acceptable.
Extra acceptable.
Yes. Like, I had messaged Joe. I had gotten my negative results Wednesday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Same day, which never happens. It was really weird. But, and so I was like, hey, Joe.
Where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Oh, shit. I was thinking it.
I don't understand.
It's a song.
Oh. I was like, hey, Joe. I'm watching you guys think it now, and it's delightful. Salsa's literally shifting back and forth on his feet. This pleases me so much.
Where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Do you want to see a Reverend Matt Monster Science show tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, yes, I do. And it was like, cool, I'm getting two tickets then.
Do it.
So we went to the Bryant Lake Bowl. We had some food. We watched the show. We had stepped outside before going back in to get seated.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey, I know those people. And it was Abby and Aaron.
Nice.
From the booth. And so I was like, accidental double date. Great.
Oh, so this is fest related.
No. But then I also got to see other theater people that I hadn't seen for a while, and like CDS Scotchbringer was there.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, but he didn't have scotch, and I was very confused.
Well, he's not CDS Scotch Haver, he's CDS Scotchbringer.
Yeah.
Okay, I suppose that's fair.
Scotchmonger.
Scotchmonger. But, yeah, and then we got to see a show. And that was weird and wonderful.
Yes.
But, like, we went out on a date to an event, and I was confused.
Unheard of.
She had a date like that. Once.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
All right, wrap it up. We're done, guys.
Well,
been a good run. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Over 500 episodes.
Have you ever peaked early and then gone on for another 499 episodes? We sure did.
We have come full circle. This is it.
All right.
Didn't see that coming, but here it is. I guess we'll... Bye.
'Everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
That was the first time I've seen you broken at Fest. I'm reasonably sure.
I've had a really hard 5 years.
Yeah.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Wow.
I actually had somebody comment to me that, because I have been breaking more recently, and they made the comment, they're like, it's really good to see you.
Broken.
Broken.
Yeah.
Like, which is a weird
driven
way of going
before.
About that. No, but it was like, I don't think I've heard you laugh like that in quite a while. I'm like... No, you're probably right. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's been a tough while, but I don't know, man. I'm having a good time, so
I'm really glad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as much as we give him shit, you've got a really good boy, so
I do. He rubs my feet.
Anyway, speaking of being happier and longing for good times.
Those halcyon salad days of yore.
This Minnesota Renaissance Festival season is halfway done.
More than halfway
done.
Yes. So what is everybody looking forward to when this is all over?
My birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My birthday is actually 2 days after Fest.
Oh, Jesus.
And actually, I'm not sure what I'm going to do for it. Like, many years ago, I would do the sake crawl.
Mm-hmm.
But Fuji is closed.
Yeah.
May it rest in peace. And that just kind of affects
a lot of things.
How I would do that.
Yeah.
But there's also, we are still in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, I'm like, I don't know, maybe I could do something outside because I don't feel as threatened about outside stuff. Like, it is much harder to catch it outdoors. Mm-hmm.
You have a beautiful rooftop patio.
Do have that.
Ooh.
I'm like, I currently have a tradition of going to Up-Down with people that I enjoy and adore, but that also sounds kind of...
Indoors.
Indoors and concerning. Although, yeah. They are pretty open for an indoors establishment. Like, they've got those sides open.
Yeah.
So that's mildly less concerning, but still concerning.
Large mobs of people, yeah.
Well, usually we go first thing in the morning.
That's fair.
So that there isn't large mobs of people right away. And
when the pizza is fresh, the beer is cold, and the video games are empty.
Yes. So, like, that's a thing. But, like, and then last year I did the movie marathon online, so that's also a possibility.
That was so good.
I just, my birthday is important to me, for many reasons. When I was younger, I was told I might not actually get to be past a certain age, and here I still am way past it, so that's great.
Constantly telling people to go fuck themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome. but, so, like, that's a part of it, but it's also, like, I've had so many holidays fucked up for me that it's like, no, this is mine kind of a thing.
Sure.
You know? And I've had people try to mess that up for me before. But I will still inconsistently and always want to have my birthday, so.
Fair enough.
It's like, no, you don't get this one, asshole. So, yeah. It is an important thing for me. Many more reasons besides. Not all of them narcissistic, although some of them. but like, so I've been trying to figure out what I want to do for that, you know? I'm still mulling that over. Still trying to figure out. I will be doing my annual haircut with Justin. Because that's important.
Oh, yeah.
That is tradition, and tradition. I really missed it last year, so that's happening. Oh,
yeah.
But yeah, it's like being in this weird space where a lot of people are vaccinated.
Yeah.
But also we might need to get boosters.
Yeah.
But also it's still out there.
Yeah.
But also, like, there are things that we know how to do now to minimize. It's just this weird fucking balancing act.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is 100% a post-fest thing that I am looking forward to, but still trying to put together. And then the weekend after that, because the weekend following will be my birthday weekend. For whatever I'm doing. and then the weekend after that, I'm going to be at the North Shore with some friends and their significant others that may or may not be friends of mine.
Oh. It's going to be that kind of party.
And Joe, and we're going to be at a cabin on the North Shore. And I haven't done the North Shore in like 2 years.
Yeah.
And my body craves it.
I get that.
I've been so, so unhappy about not having North Shore time. So I'm definitely doing that. Unless something awful happens, knocking on all of the stuff. Sorry, podcast, if that affected. but yeah, and I'm just looking forward to hanging out with, a few select people that I enjoy, that can tolerate Joe, that,
Jesus,
this is important.
This is important. No, that actually like him, not just tolerate, but tolerate and love.
It's important.
And to be able to do some North Shore things. It's just like my mind is like, ooh, yes. I figure Joe can hang out with some of the people and go get some beers and check out local breweries.
With people who like that sort of thing.
Sure. Which is not me. so yeah. I'm looking forward to having that time.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, those are my plans or things that I'm trying to plan after Fest anyway.
Yeah. The future is uncertain. In October, immediately following Fest, I've got a camping trip and a LAN party.
The same weekend?
No. Man, that would be wild. Just a bunch of tents lit up with people cursing at the top of their lungs in the middle of the woods.
I mean,
I'm not saying
that's
no.
That's not the worst idea.
Yeah. But then the other thing that I have to look forward to, a lot of stuff going on in October, one of my friends is having a murder mystery ghost thing in at the end of October, real close to Halloween. Weird, right?
Yeah.
I've got all of the movies that I like to watch annually for Halloween, for the, okay, you know, spooky season. I think I'm going to actually start that soon, because why wait for something that you love?
Right.
And then in early November, my family wants to take a trip to Disney World.
I have still never been.
I have not been there in more than a decade.
Okay.
And it's a big deal for my sister and me. And this is also going to be Bryn's first time at Disney World, I think, since she was like 4. And okay, this is a lot of our first trip to Galaxy's Edge.
Okay.
Which is also weirdly a big deal, right?
Mm.
Strange. So mm-hmm, I've got all of that to look forward to, ideally. And then the holidays and just not doing nothing.
Man, you went way out past October.
Kinda.
Yeah. You're all booked up.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be able That's to make true. Any of my birthday stuff, James?
I hope to.
Okay.
I hope to.
Yeah. That's fair. I will accept this, Mr. Popularity.
That has never been my nickname. I was going to joke about that being my high school nickname. It's not. It never was. It never will be.
Ne'er shall be. No.
Mm. Yeah. World without end, amen. So, yeah, there's that. Salsa.
So after Minnesota ends, I still have one more festival to do at Rogues and Ruffians in Baraboo, Wisconsin. But after that, it'll be mid-October. After that, the house hunting kicks into overdrive, which I am excited about. But also, with all of the festival projects and preparations and stuff finally done, I will finally have time to get back to my lathe.
Ooh.
Because for the last 2 months, I haven't even looked at the thing. Like, aww. Yeah, no, it's heartbreaking every time I get my car out of the garage. I look at it and I just go, someday. Because, yeah, I mean, I got this brand new fucking amazing lathe, and then I played with it for a couple months, and then I haven't touched it in basically all summer.
Jeez.
And because it's just so many other things have been going on.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to be all cranky at you.
I know, right? It's going to be, where the fuck have you been, motherfucker?
Right.
You've been seeing other tools, haven't you?
I mean,
they work at a Renaissance festival.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, and don't get me wrong, I've enjoyed, you know, some of the other projects I've been working. I've, you know, been doing a bunch of leather crafting. The ladies of Fondazzi commissioned me to make new belts this year. Mm-hmm. Because the ones they've had, I made them 13 years ago?
Since That's like, an interesting number.
A long time. Like, 14 score year
like
years
At least
ago.
A decade ago, I made those belts for them. And yeah, they held up, but they're looking ragged. And so it's time to get new ones. And so that's what I was doing, was making new belts for them, which is gratifying. You know,
right.
I do enjoy leather working. You know, they seem very happy with what I've made. But yeah, I really want to get back to that lathe, and it's just, it's been, I just haven't had the time.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, in the house hunting process, one of the things we have been looking for is making sure that I have workspace that I can work on, you know, that isn't going to be balls hot during the summer and freezing cold in the winter, you know, cause that was what stopped me last winter, is my hands were freezing.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't wear gloves or anything like that, you know, and so like my hands would just get numb, and that's not good either. So, and then, you know, come June and July, it was just way too hot in my garage. So, trying to find a workspace that has some sort of thermal regulation.
Yeah.
Is definitely on our wish list for a new house. So,
Salsa, I have experience with helping
in 4 or 5 different locations to turn an uninsulated garage into a summer and winter compatible workspace.
No, and but that's like...
Also, they might want the garage for, well, cars?
Yeah.
I'm saying if there's an uninsulated shed or work area in the garage.
And I mean that's
a good point.
That is definitely... So, you know, we have been, you know, if it's just a one car garage at this house, does it have workspace in the basement or another shed in the backyard? Or if it's a two car garage, you know, well, how logistically, just that is something that we have been conscious of in the house hunting, is where will the workshop be? And is it something I'll be able to work in year round? Because I want to have not just the lathe in there, but I also want to expand the workshop and be able to have a band saw and maybe a table saw and
recording studio.
A recording studio is something else that we've been keeping an eye open on in the new house, making sure that we have space for that. But yeah, just getting back to the woodworking, that's something I really look forward to.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, I do also have plans to continue streaming with my family.
Oh, yeah, that too.
But also, there is a game that I helped kickstart that should be coming out in October. Ooh. And I definitely plan on streaming that.
Yeah.
It's called The Garden Path.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, if you took Stardew Valley.
Okay.
Turned it to a 45. So instead of
isometric
gridways, it's, you know, diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Is my understanding. But then also it's kind of like a watercolor style.
Ooh.
Mm. So it's very pretty. And it's also not as goal focused. It's just more of like, hey, once you grow these things, then you can also grow these things. And it's much more of a
cookie clicker.
No, not a cookie clicker. That's, I don't,
much more of a Zen process.
Process, I think, is what we're looking for. Just kind of a chill...
Bonsai gaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of a thing. And you get to basically, like, create your own space.
Mm.
And things like that. Like, I think there are some... There are villagers to meet and similar type things, but it's...
If I can't date all of them, what's the point?
You know, they have mods for that.
But it's open-ended.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very open-ended kind of a thing. So, so yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to getting my grubby little hands on that and doing some Zen gaming, Zen streaming type stuff. So yeah, and also just being able to get back to watching streams that I enjoy. Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing.
In that vein,
on my list.
Frenemy of the podcast, Eric Thompson, and I are very much looking forward to the expansion of the Raft storyline.
Oh, yeah.
The storyline for the game Raft.
Yeah.
We're hoping is going to drop shortly after Fest, but we're not 100% sure, I gather. Mm-hmm. And then the other video game that I'm looking forward to, there's a brand new Metroid game. And Metroid is beautiful and environmental and lonely and fucking fantastic. It's I think the best mixture of precision platform gaming and just run and gun free for all, try not to get hit, bullet hell.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being the most frustrating parts of those two things, it is instead a very, I think, encouraging mixture.
Yeah.
But that's a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I plan on doing some streaming afterwards as well.
Excellent.
Yep.
Gentlemen, have we considered streaming a game together?
I would heckle one of you.
I would heckle the both of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would absolutely frustrate the shit out of you while I play at my own speed.
Yes. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Jenna, we can Statler and Waldorf that action.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the key would be picking the right game.
Yeah.
That's very true.
No, I'm thinking of doing games like Rogue Legacy or, you know, games of that ilk.
Dead Cells or something.
Not familiar with that one.
Groundhog Day meets Braid.
Okay. I'd give that a go.
Meets Assassin's Creed.
Well, that just got weirder somehow. Okay.
Yes, yeah. It's really difficult to describe, but it's very well executed.
Hmm.
Yeah. Salsa might even like it.
Ah.
Might even. May sure. Like. Yeah.
Because, like, some of the bigger games that I have.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Witcher or Dishonored or Thief or something like that, I can just see people raging at their screen as I make my way through the game at my own snail pace.
I had friends standing behind me rage quit watching me play one boss in one video game because I had chosen the wrong equipment on purpose. I was determined to beat that boss with that equipment, and they could not bear to watch it anymore. They were frustrated and I was not. By the way, I've discovered a possible explanation behind why I do that.
To be obtuse?
Kind of. Part of my zeal for video gaming came from being competitive with my sister.
Sure.
She's 3 years older than I am.
Yes.
And so especially when I was younger, the only way for me to win against her was to learn to do the impossible thing that she couldn't.
Ah, okay.
In order to have that as an advantage.
Okay.
Like truly fucking insane maneuvers in order to have that edge against her playing very normally, but much better than me. And it's possible that playing video games like that reminds me of spending time with my sister.
Aww.
And feels like home.
That's very oddly sweet.
Yeah.
Another one I was thinking of playing was Hack/Loot.
Oh, sure.
I know nothing about this.
Hack/Loot is like an 8-bit turn-based dungeon crawler.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, that's what it is.
That's it. All right. Okay.
You know, you go through the dungeon and you encounter monsters and you attack them or run, as the case may be, and then you find keys and treasure and stuff.
Neat.
It's a fun little game.
Way fun.
I don't know anything about the combat in that. Is it more Final Fantasies or is it more simplistic, like paper, rock, scissors style?
It's more Final Fantasy-ish.
Okay. Lots of options and things stacking and interlocking?
No, not that complex, but like you have the option to attack or use an item or move.
Or magic.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
You know, and you play as the standard, like, three classes, you know, fighter, ranger, or mage.
Murder hobo.
If I remember correctly. I haven't played it in years. But yeah, it's a fun little game.
Sure.
So, anyway.
I would love to watch Salsa play that.
And like, it's got different scenarios each time. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you're delving into a dungeon, and sometimes you're climbing a tower.
Okay.
And that's kind of randomly generated every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you die, and you go back to the beginning and have a new class and a new dungeon to explore.
Hmm.
So it's fun. But I've only beaten it a couple times, but it's a fun game. Nice. That's the kind of thing I'm thinking of playing. Things that are kind of, you know, I can just fuck around.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like Halo or something like that where people are going to be like, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, where you're ruining someone's day, so-called ruining.
I'll do it.
Yeah. I wonder...
I'll make those calls
for you. I wonder what the next big fucking cultural phenomenon is going to be, because 21 had, at the beginning and at the end of 2020...
Well, isn't Fortnite the big thing now?
No. I think that's kind of fallen off a little bit. That's, I think, I don't know. I don't really hear the youths speaking about it anymore.
I don't listen to the youths, so...
Yeah.
They could be talking about it or not. I wouldn't know.
Among Us was a huge deal in 2020. Like, absolutely everyone fucking played Among Us.
Yeah,
It's a social game, so...
Oh. Yeah.
Tracks.
Right.
Yeah, but it was available for functionally every platform, cross-play compatible, and it was Werewolf the card game, but it's a video game.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And...
See, this one made me so angry because everybody kept saying it was like Werewolf.
Yes.
And I was thinking... Like White Wolf, Werewolf.
Different from that.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's the werewolf I knew. And so everybody was like, it's like Werewolf. And I was like, so it's a tabletop game? And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, it's also that one's like White Wolf.
Yeah.
Soon there will be Among Us, the board game, and then...
Then we can really confuse the hell out of Salsa. We will have come
full circle when it becomes a card game. It made me
angry.
Hakuna Matata.
I did end up playing it once, and I didn't like it.
Yeah. Probably because you had weird expectations.
Also, I just didn't like it.
Well.
Other people were playing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was playing with friends.
Other people were playing. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, it sounds like we've got a good October lined up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing Valheim with Steve and Jessa. We killed our first boss. Very exciting.
Hmm.
But apparently there's some kind of new pack that comes out in October. Or soon, maybe. I don't know.
Like a Halloween pack? Or
No, not like that. I don't think. Steve's in charge. I put Steve in charge of everything because I don't want to be in charge.
Yeah, otherwise it's not a vacation.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We've talked about this before. My entire life is project management. I need somebody else to do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm looking forward to the new pack, whether that's, you know, soon or in October itself, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be exactly the same game, but everybody's underwear is chrome.
Hmm. I do remember Steve saying that now. I don't actually pay attention.
It's not just me.
Well, no, but this is family. It's different.
Oh, also, okay. Jenna listens to herself.
Who are you?
What are you doing in my house?
What?
Thought this was...
What are you doing in Salsa's house? What am I doing in Salsa's house?
Why are we...
Why am I not drinking with your wife right now? Why do I show up and drink with you?
Why am I not drinking with my wife right now?
Right? God, your wife is cool.
Well, I guess this is the last episode.
My wife is...
Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's been a good run. Yeah. Not how I expected it to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you it's gotta time. Know
when to hold them.
When it's time, it's time.
Got to know when to fold them.
So,
know when to walk away. Know when to run.
I guess. Bye. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Oh my God. What? Why? James? James, why?
It brings me such joy.
Why?
I know why. Because we're back. I'm Salsa.
Oh, I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five. Oh, shit.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Stefan.
Yay, Stefan. I'm shocked.
I know. I was also waiting for the drum roll.
Oh, I didn't realize that's...
Stefan!
Senpai!
Look, we just finished weekend four.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, Stefan says, hooray, you've made it through the real toughest weekend at Fest.
Oh, well,
see, I told you, people that do Fest, they know.
Yeah.
So, inside baseball, we're doing this Fast Five in the Metrodome.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Also, like, it was technically built to be an outdoor park, but then they couldn't get the goddamn roof. Like, it just cost too much money to keep deflating it, so...
Yeah.
It's not even really that inside.
Oh, but it is the only stadium for which they had to create an indoor baseball rule. Where if a pop fly hit the roof of the stadium and bounced down, there were very specific rules about catching it and what that entailed. It's true.
Okay. Hooray, you've made it through the real toughest weekend at Fest. The rest of the season should be a cakewalk, right?
Fuck
off. I like cake.
Does James need some chloraseptic spray for his throat? Or does he want to sound like he's been gargling with gravel until October?
I mean...
Oh, are those part of your October plans?
Yeah. Yes.
He can finally stop gargling with gravel.
Or start.
Have some questions. Question number one.
Yes.
Beaded curtain.
Oh.
Or screen door.
Hmm.
I hate beaded curtains.
Yes.
So I'm going to say screen door.
Which sound is more obnoxious to you? The sound of somebody walking through a beaded curtain? Or the sound of, like, the wind riffling a beaded curtain? Or somebody slamming, like, letting the screen door just, like, wham, behind them? Or hearing it cracking against the frame in the wind?
See, the screen door slamming just reminds me of my youth.
Mm, same.
Beaded curtains remind me of stoners in college.
That is my youth. Fair actually, enough. Like, for me, I'm just shit. Like, no, my adults growing up were all stoners with beaded curtains. So, like, eh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have a bit of nostalgia with that. I do kind of like the aesthetic of beaded curtains. But I'm a function before fashion kind of person, and a screen door has a very specific function,
mm-hmm.
which is to keep bugs out.
Yes.
Which I appreciate greatly. Yes. So I'm going to go screen door.
All right.
I think I would like to walk through a hallway of just repeating beaded curtains. I think there would be something really soothing about that. But, no, the sound of a screen door slamming is the sound of my youth, but it is very likely to wake me up.
Huh.
Where beaded curtains probably wouldn't, or would be kind of, you know, like rain stick soothing. I don't know.
Question number two. Noise cancellation. Or an overdriven microphone.
What is an overdriven microphone?
I think that's when the gain is up so high that everything you do pushes into the yellow and red of the meter. But I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, that would be my guess. My guess is that the context is, what the fuck was wrong with Jenna's headset last week?
Oh. I was actually thinking...
Because holy fuck, yeah. Was that mic just impossible to work with.
Either that, or it was what is more annoying on a Zoom call. A Zoom meeting.
Noise cancellation.
Which was the more annoying issue in last week's podcast. Yeah.
What was the reason that Salsa's, that the noisemaker couldn't be heard on Salsa's? It's definitely noise cancellation. Yeah. I'm going to throw that out there.
No, I think the context is, which was the more annoying aspect of last week's podcast.
I think that.
And I'm going to go that it was my mic. Because that was... Like, and we tried to figure it out, and we just
We turned Jenna way down from where she was originally, and we just couldn't get it any further.
Nope.
Yeah.
Because it was weird. Like, if we turned it down any more, then it wasn't picking up her at all.
At all.
So,
and she actually started, because then we got into noise cancellation
territory. Like, I started messing with sound on my end until... Like, because there were times where I was like, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
It would go
and then suddenly they would be like, oh, there you are. And I'm like, you're really loud. I'm like, I just clicked up one and now you can hear me.
It went straight from too loud to nothing. So
at some point.
On the plus side, I got back into my computer. Yeah, so there was that. Recording from my Chromebook won't be an issue in the future. Yeah.
Okay, question number 3. Port or dongle?
Oh.
It's got to be dongle. It's going to be dongle.
Dongle's funnier, but...
Dongle is a funnier word.
Dongle is a funnier word. Who even decided to name it that? That's just weird. I think it was... Mac. Let's see. I use. Oh my god, I can't think of the word. A dock.
Yeah.
To plug everything into. So that I specifically don't have to fuck it. Because I have a AB switch for my monitor system to go between my work laptop and my...
KVM, yeah.
Yeah. And I love having everything plugged into that back dock.
Yeah.
Because I love using to be able to use all of my tools. And that's kind of dongle-like. So I'm going to go dongle.
I suppose. I made a choice on new laptop hardware entirely based on how much of my existing hardware would require adapters or dongles in order to plug in successfully, or that I would have to buy an elaborate dock or something like that. And I would just much rather that the computer has the fucking port built in. I want an SD card reader instead of having to get a USB SD card adapter.
Sure.
You know, that kind of thing. I just... Shit's so cheap for them to build into it, and I just don't want to have to fuck around with it.
Yeah, just
I don't want to have to carry a bag of extras. That shit is for photography.
Do you do photography?
Poorly, but yes.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if you do it poorly or not. Are you enjoying it?
Yes.
Then there you go.
Done. Yeah.
All right.
I've considered getting tiny clip-on lenses for my phone's camera.
Tangent. Yes. I was at the grocery store the other week.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where they have food. And I stole that line from Bill. He doesn't use it anymore. So it's mine now.
What's he going to do, complain?
I know, right? Probably haunt my ass, but whatever. No. So I was at the grocery store and I was looking at canned meats. Not Spam. I don't like Spam, but like the canned chicken chunks and things like that. Because during Fest, my life is so fucked up and I'm like, I need more protein in my diet. Right. I need things that I can just fucking throw in and be done. Did you know they have cans of tiny shrimp?
Yes.
Yes.
They're labeled tiny shrimp.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
And I saw this and I went, I wonder if James would find this to be adorable.
I do.
He does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have we discussed this previously?
No.
No.
Okay.
Just, you're correct.
Tiny shrimp.
Yes. Hold me close, the tiny shrimp cans.
Okay, question number four. Friday or Monday?
Friday. Gotta get done with Friday.
Which extra day? Labor Day Monday or Fest Friday? It might be, is it better to take Friday off, the Friday before Fest starts off, or is it better to take the Monday after? And I'm still going to say Monday. I actually prefer Labor Day Monday to Fest Friday.
Same.
I haven't done Fest Friday in years, so.
I have done Fest Friday, but it's always just, it feels like a half fest. It feels like a dress rehearsal almost.
Like a fe.
Like a fe.
You're a fe.
No, my kids are in school. My wife is in school. Me going out there,
Why would you?
The only time I've done a Fest Friday that like I actually enjoyed. Technically, I keep talking about how I, you know, really haven't done any patroning, but there was one Fest Friday when Jesso was in middle school. That we went out.
Did you chaperone?
I did.
How are you making it sound like crisp pork skins?
Essentially because of...
Really go for a bag of chaperones right now.
Yeah.
Because of Jessa's middle school being like online schooling.
With some nacho cheese.
We could take field trips.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Jessa was like, can we do a field trip to the Renaissance Festival on Fest Friday? And I was like, yes, but I'm going to make you write three paragraphs on something historical. So you have to do something actually historical on Fest Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So she played games in McGregor Games for a few hours.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then wrote a thing on that. And I was like, oh, way to cheat the system, you little brat.
Raising her right.
I got to introduce the owner of McGregor to a different board game.
Mm-hmm.
It's brand new. Well, not like brand
one-time new, guest like, of the podcast, Charles.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's tic-tac-toe large, which is... Because with any regular tic-tac-toe grid, functionally all of the solutions can be mapped out very quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
But this one, you have the overarching board, and then each of the nine squares of the overarching board is itself a tic-tac-toe game.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere you move in one of the small games sends your opponent to a different square or determines the square that your opponent plays in next. So, if you're in the upper left game and you choose to put your circle or whatever, your X, in the lower right square of that upper
then
left game.
They have to be in the lower right of the big board.
Then they play next in the lower right.
Cool.
And your objective is to win those small games to place your mark overall
in the larger game board. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it becomes fucking intense pretty quickly.
Yeah, no, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We played tic-tac-toe, at, Ren in the Glen,
mm-hmm.
but it was, a twine board laying on the ground, and they were little wooden tokens.
Yeah.
And people had to stand like 5 feet back and toss their tokens at the board.
Oh, neat. Great.
Jenna, I have a terrible and stupid idea.
No.
So it was like...
You might like it. Human combat tic-tac-toe at the fencing booth. You have to decide whether or not you get to put your mark in the square based on whether you win a person-to-person bout. If you win the bout, you get to mark that square. And if you don't, then you forfeit that turn.
All right, James, here's the problem.
Okay.
We're going to have to build an upright board for this.
Okay.
Do you remember the last construction project you and I were on?
So that tic-tac-toe board will weigh 500 pounds, but...
And it will be a door. A bowl.
Aw. Yeah, it's going to be 500 pounds. It's going to be 5 inches square.
They had to stand a few paces back, and they had to kind of frisbee their tokens onto the board. And if they went out or went into a spot that was already occupied, they forfeited
the shuffleboard tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, kind of. It did add an element to it.
Yeah.
We had a lot of patrons getting in on that and enjoying it. Where were we? Question number 5. Spring or fall?
All right. That one spring or is that one fall?
I'm going to say spring for many reasons, and I will tell you all of them. Number 1. Daylight savings time gives me an extra hour of sleep. Mm-hmm. Number 2, hockey season starts. Number 3, winter is coming, and this is a good thing.
I thought you said spring.
You said spring.
Did
I say spring? No, I said fall. Infinitely superior. And these are all the reasons why.
I was also really excited to hear why Salsa might enjoy spring.
I'm tired.
You know, what?
And I mean fall.
What the hell have you been doing to where you'd be that?
Because
Jesus,
and you I will would make a mistake shit. Like that.
Enumerate the reasons why fall is better.
1.
Fanatical devotion to the Pope.
2.
Fear.
3.
Surprise.
4.
Comfy chairs. hockey season starts. Winter is coming. Daylight savings time gives me an extra hour of sleep. Leaves to jump in. You don't get that in the spring, motherfuckers.
All those beautiful trees.
You don't have the fucking hay fever pollen and shit like that in the fall.
Warm cider with whiskey and a hay rod.
Apple cider. I get to brew
fall
cider.
Fall colors. Sweaters. Not sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Sweaters.
No. Zippies.
Zippies are fine.
So, yeah, fall. Infinitely superior.
Yeah.
Fall activities are the best activities. Yes. Bonfires.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fall
yes.
bonfire where it's chilly at your back and too warm at your front.
Yes.
Oh, God,
the
yes.
The best.
Also pumpkin stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also,
and
I got
apple stuff.
And I got married in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? Yeah, no, I like... Oh, wait, also my birthday.
Oh, that's a good one.
My birthday's in the fall. That's important. Yeah, no, I do... Although there are certain things I like about spring, like summer is coming. that face. That is exactly why I said it. Fucking face.
That's disgusting.
and I literally get to thaw out because I freeze my ass off during the winter time and like this dense bone chill that doesn't go away until the spring.
I know. It sounds so good.
Someday we will invent that technology where you get to go through it and you'll be like, oh Jesus, that sucks.
No, I felt it.
It's so good. So good.
Yeah.
When you do get cold, you get in the steamy hot tub.
I mean, I don't really have a steamy hot tub, but...
That sounds like a you problem.
Jesus Christ. Warm springtime rain is amazing. I love the feeling of it.
The first snow on fallen leaves.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Walking in it, like as the snow is falling in the quiet, like out in the woods. The snow falling, the bright moon.
James,
stars.
You better stop talking or I'll take you in a manly fashion right now.
Oh. God.
Yeah. I got to go for a jog.
Warm in my pants right now. I need a cold shower. Whew.
I didn't smoke before, but I feel like I'm smoking now.
So as a joke one year, somebody got me pumpkin spice Twinkies.
Those sound amazing.
That sounds really good.
It is actually really amazing.
Yeah, I'm not
amazing.
Fucking around.
It was a joke because pumpkin spice girls, whatever. But no, they were real fucking tasty.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that happens every fall. Mm-hmm. Is that I go to look for pumpkin spice Twinkies.
And they're never there.
And they are never there.
Son of a bitch.
And I get so disappointed and so sad. I'm just like, oh. I think they only like put it out for like one or two seasons.
Yeah.
And I'm just.
Oh, sons of bitches.
So sad.
They have pumpkin spice Peeps, but you don't want that.
No.
I do.
The pumpkin spice Twinkies tasted like kind of like a spice cake type thing. It was so good.
Oh my God.
So fucking good.
I had mince pies last Christmas. I want more. Shit.
So anyway, but like. Everything taken into account, I'm still going to go fall.
Yeah. I got to go with fall, too. The feeling the days shorten.
Mm-mm.
I love it.
Mm-mm.
I love driving to work as the sun has not quite risen. I love coming home and it's starting to get dark.
Oh, gross.
And you want to be cozy inside your home. Bundled under a blanket with somebody that you love.
Yeah, Joe doesn't bundle.
Huh.
He runs hot.
His
all
cable
the
must be very
time.
Expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's just like earlier today, like he felt like he was burning up and my hands were like my fingertips were super cold and like I'm just like, well, I'm going to steal your warmth and he's like, oh God, yes please.
Yeah.
But we don't bundle because he's always running hot.
Same. The winter is, the fall and the winter are functionally the only time that I get to enjoy having big, soft, squishy hoodies and giant mittens and big, tall boots that are like enormous sorrels.
Nope.
And I
think the thing that pisses me off the most is people are always like, well, you can always put on another layer.
It doesn't help you.
It doesn't actually help me.
No.
And so it feels like people are just cutting down on the issue that I actively have.
Oh, yeah. They super are.
It's just like, no, you don't understand. It doesn't fucking do anything.
That's what works for them, not what works for you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, I feel like we've talked this one to death.
Sure. All right. This is just signed, Stefan.
Oh.
No closing remarks.
Senpai?
So we open up the second email, and it says... Oh, hello. I didn't hear you come in.
Ooh. Oh, this is suddenly very exciting.
Welcome to the... Oh, that's what he was talking about, part of the Fast Five.
Oh, shit. Okay. Are these going to be James questions?
Maybe. Ooh. All right. Question number one. Beaded curtain or screen door?
Okay.
Which is better to watch someone try to exit through in a huff?
What?
I got a beaded curtain on. Yeah.
Beaded curtain is funnier.
That is.
But you can swipe at it really angrily.
Yeah, but then they hit you right away.
Yeah, no, still beaded curtain.
Beaded curtain is funnier.
Yes.
100%. Because you can slam a screen door. They do it on their own.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely beaded curtain on this one. All right.
Unless it's like, he's probably thinking of the pressurized ones where they automatically slowly.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones that have the pneumatic tube instead of the spring.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen these.
Huh?
What? They're fairly common.
Question number two, noise cancellation or an overdriven microphone? Ooh. Which is more unwelcome surprise to discover after recording has started?
Oh. They're both bad.
Yeah.
The results are very similar.
I mean, the thing with last podcast is we kind of knew, but what were the options for the mic?
Right.
And so that was just annoying and frustrating, whereas the noise cancellation was hilarious.
I think I'm going to go with overdriven, because although you're missing, you're getting like clipped audio with both. I'm going to say with noise cancellation, there's a lot of like ancillary bullshit that you don't have to weather through. Mm. Crinkling of bags and, mouth lippy, smacky noises.
Yeah.
And sniffling and nose breathing and all of the everything else.
Yeah, no, I think James has sold me.
Sure. I'll go with it.
All right. Question number three, port or dongle? Do you prefer your computer's little parentheses to have a hardwired port for things like Ethernet and video?
Yes.
Or are you willing to deal with adapter dongles for premier devices that only have one type of port, like say two USB-C ports, for example?
No. Off a cliff.
So you're saying
ports.
Ports.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a dock.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah. And I mean,
like, I don't need all the extra stuff. Like my Ethernet does go directly into the dock, which goes into
right.
I guess the question then is the dock considered the computer or a dongle?
It's considered a dongle.
It's a dongle.
It's an adapter.
Okay. It's an adapter.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think for the purposes here, we got to call it a dongle.
Yeah.
The only time that I find something like that acceptable is if it adds functionality or if it is a dock that simplifies the connection process to a place where you're setting it down.
Right.
But like moment to moment, I find that shit infuriating. And especially the lack of usable ports on a device. Because that's the other thing. That's the other trade-off on those premier computers. Like the MacBook Pro or the MacBook Air with the two USB-C ports is that not only do they have one type of very specific port that everything has to be adapted to because very few things still carry it and you're using one of them for power... But also, it's two ports.
Yeah.
If you have three things, then you have to have an elaborate adapter. And I don't.
And then you might as well just have the ports on the computer in the first place.
I fucking don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all saying port, I think.
Yep.
Yep.
Question number four, Friday or Monday? At the end of what feels like a very long week, it's your normal quitting time on Friday, and you realize that your current task will only take another 30 to 45 minutes to complete. Do you stay a bit late to get things wrapped up, or do you put it off until next week?
That really depends. if I have somewhere to be, I will put it off. If I do not have somewhere to be, I will complete the task.
As much as I have...
Mostly I'm afraid I'm going to forget to do it next Monday anyway.
Yeah, as much as I procrastinate, I get the vast majority of my weekly tasks done on Thursday so that I can use Friday to clean up all the errata.
Mm.
And I'm usually done with that about two-thirds of the way through the day, and then I can use that remaining time to start planning out what's going to happen the next week. And since I'm already in that mode when something comes up, I just go, okay, well, sounds like I'm setting up a meeting for Monday.
Right.
Yeah. I have stayed late on a Friday. If I don't have to, I'm not going to.
If it's 30 minutes,
yeah,
I'll do it. Just get it done, get it out of the way. But yeah, if if I have a place to be or if it's going to take... I think 30 minutes really is the cutoff for me. If it's only 30 minutes, I can do it.
If it was 15 or fewer for me, 15 is my cutoff, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. If 30 minutes is too many for me. Mm.
Also, if I'm working from home, I'm much more likely to do the extra 30 minutes. If I'm at work and rush hour is about to happen.
Oh, sure. That makes a lot of sense.
Man, fuck that. I'm kind of you're getting done later.
I'm kind of the opposite on that. If I'm already at work and it's already going to be an hour until I get home, I'll just fucking do it.
No, I've set up my work days so that I can leave right before rush hour. So if I'm staying an extra half an hour, now I'm in rush hour.
So you're the one that causes it.
Well, if I have to stay later, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
But no, I very specifically get up early to beat rush hour and leave early to beat rush hour. I fucking hate rush hour.
It lets me listen to podcasts. I don't mind it so much. It's stressful, but it's not.
I hate it. It's not efficient to spend that time.
That would drive you nuts, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It is more efficient for me to get up earlier.
Why there's a difference in opinion.
If it's going to take me an extra 30 seconds, it's waiting until Monday.
Well, all right then.
If Salsa had a little like keyboard add-on that was an eject button that would just shut everything down cold.
I spit
him out of the seat onto the couch with a game controller and a beer.
I have a hotkey to shut down my computer.
That's fucking amazing. All right. Yeah. Well,
I do. I have a script. When it's 3:30, done.
Yeah.
It shuts down all the programs and turns my computer off.
This is the way.
Yep. Question number 5.
I have spoken.
Spring or fall? Off the top of your head, among your acquaintances and friends, which season has more of their birthdays in it?
Oh, well... I know when my birthday is.
I know when Jenna's birthday is, and that's it. So, fall. My wife's is not in spring or fall.
I was about to say.
Most of the people I know have winter birthdays.
If it's just those two seasons, I think it's fall. I know so many people with fall birthdays. And I can't think of a lot of birthday celebrations I have gone to in the spring.
Well, I know a lot of people who have birthdays in the spring. I know a lot of people who have birthdays in the fall. The vast majority of the people that I know have birthdays in the winter. So
yeah, but those weren't equidistant.
This is okay. Yeah. So
no, they're not. Take out the birthdays in the winter.
Right.
Take out the birthdays in the summer. Equidistant doesn't matter.
I was trying to figure out if that would give me one or the other, and it doesn't.
No, really, really what this comes down to is we live in Minnesota. Minnesota winters.
I see where this is going. Yep.
There is nothing fucking else to do but keep each other warm.
Yep.
And 9 months later is fall.
Yep.
That's fair. Yeah.
Very accurate.
It's just math.
Science.
Yeah.
Science, bitches.
Yeah.
All right. Stefan signs off by saying, I hope this week's extra day before Saturday is enough to keep you, enough to help you carry forward.
Aww.
Cheers. Stefan Senpai.
Senpai?
Yay!
If you would like to send in a fast five, please send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should be the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us context. Who has a shout out?
I do. I want to give a shout out to the rapid test.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey.
Because I realized how much anxiety I have over passing COVID on to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of the peopling that I've been doing over the past month, getting that negative result every Thursday has really helped my mind. I don't generally go out between, well, I mean, there's you guys, but other than that, like, I don't see people after Fest until I get my negative result.
Yeah.
That's just kind of what I do. So, yeah, getting that negative result really helps put my mind at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get a positive result, it helps me. It will help me be able to make the appropriate decisions to not pass shit on.
Yeah.
And having that within the 24 hours, but usually shorter than that, is phenomenal.
Agreed.
So.
I'm going to get serious and say I'm giving my shout out to the Nabisco workers on strike.
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
Stay strong.
Yes.
Don't let the Union Busters win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that
Boycott
was happening.
Nabisco.
Yep.
I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah. Don't buy Oreos.
I love Oreos.
I know. So do I.
I love Oreos too.
Aww.
So we need to take care of the people who make them.
Yep.
No, I get it. I just didn't know that that was a thing, and now I'm sad.
Yeah?
If you didn't know about it, now's a good opportunity to look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't judge you for not knowing. This is a learning moment.
But now I know, and now I'm sad.
My shout-out is to frenemy of the podcast, Eric Thompson.
Curse the French.
Not only did he assist me with learning how to do more and better resin casting stuff, but he was also extraordinarily patient with my desire to try rapid prototyping.
Are you doing resin casting now?
I'm dipping a toe into it.
Oh,
not
fun.
The resin. That would be... That's a
tragic
thing.
Not a good idea.
No.
No.
Nope. That's a good way to lose a toe.
It wouldn't fit in a pressure pot.
It would, but
so
there are repercussions.
The
Salsa just grabbed a sword off the wall. You're a helper.
That's true.
Yep.
In one evening, in the space of about 2 hours, I created an original, cast a mold, a silicone mold for it. And then had it in a pressure pot and casting the resin. And it came out decently.
Good on you.
And the feeling that if I invested more time into it, if I really took time to make the original with a little more care and that kind of thing, I've proven that it can be done. And it was satisfying.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to doing more and different and better things.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
Look forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
Well, then you'd best get to it.
Yeah.
Then.
Brian Lake Bowl, the 24th. Vilification Tennis Gladiators.
Ooh.
This is, if memory serves, going to be a points-based battle royale challenge with regular vil rounds at either end.
Huh.
So prepare yourself and get your tickets early and often. Because we sold a lot of tickets last month. People want to see shows. Hoping to see you there. You will need proof of vaccination and or a recent negative screening result. So come see it.
Yeah, I went to go do Kesson's thing on a Thursday, and I was like, I have both.
Excellent. That will be in the show notes, assuming James sends me a link.
Every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Central Time, streaming with my family, so... Auntie Isla on Twitch, follow me, and then listen to me talk to my family and try to build a Valheim thing.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffs.
Yeah, nothing really for me. I got some things later, but that's down the line.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I wanted to say bye-bye, I love you, bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody for listening to this podcast. Thank you to Stefan for sending in those Fast Fives. We do have other Fast Fives from other people, and we will get to those, but apparently Stefan's going to send them in every weekend, and so we're just going to... I mean, we'll get through those, and then we will get to those other ones. I'm very happy with the current situation.
Yeah.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna... Eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
Pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh, no!